And what a great time to have the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac for 2016, Sarah Perrault, here for our feature this hour. Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us about weather, both past, present, and future, according to this very interesting publication. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing great, but cold here in Denver. It's, you know, wind chills in the negatives now, but of course that's not nearly as bad as the floods that we've seen in the last few days down in the southern states, tornadoes and thunderstorms in Texas at the same time, storms just beating us across the country. Now, it's 224 editions as of this one of the Old Farmer's Almanac, talking about the weather across the world, Sarah, that you do the weather, or just here in the United States?
We do North America, so we also do Canada.
Excellent. And what do you attribute to this magazine's longevity of giving us such information?
Well, everybody trusts us, which, you know, we've worked 224 years to get that reputation. And I think we maintain a strong relationship with our readers for generations. We also have the Old Farmer's Almanac for kids. So we are starting to be familiar with the Old Farmer's Almanac at a younger age. And then as they grow up, they may move on to the Old Farmer's Almanac. But I just think it's just kind of Americana, one of those things that's been around since George Washington.
Sure, it's a part of our heritage here. And of course, other than forecasts and trends for weather, it talks about gardening, farms, home and culture. What things beyond climate does the almanac cover?
Oh, I like to say we've got something for everyone. So we've got recipes, we've got jokes, we've got information about pets, we've got a fun kitchen quiz in the 2016 edition. And as you say, we cover gardening quite extensively because after weather, we're best known for gardening. So it's kind of the book that, you know, is fit for everyone.
Now, this is the 224th edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac, editor Sarah Perrault. Of course, many years ago, before satellites and radar and all that good stuff, the almanac still was able to forecast. How was that possible? What kind of techniques were used back in the day of early Americana with this publication?
Well, when our founder put together his first edition in 1792, it was a more localized almanac, so he was doing mostly the New England states. He lived in Massachusetts, and he was using nature, so signs around him. He was using solar science because he was an amateur astronomer, and he was using climatology. So he used those three disciplines, put together a forecast the first year, and it was so accurate that his subscriptions tripled for the next year.
I have a question, Ms. Perrault. I'm Rodney. I'm working the other microphone. You know, with all the concern right now about climate change and fluctuations in general temperature, has over the past 224 years, has the almanac been able to document that and take note of climatic trends and changes that have taken place over the past 224 years?
We have. Actually, I think it was in 2009 we had this fantastic chart in the edition, and it showed how, like, in 10 to 20-year increments, how vastly the weather changed. So there would be, you know, desperate cold, and then all of a sudden it would start to warm up again. And then it was just amazing. 10 to 15 years later, desperate cold, and then warming again. So we know that all the population is warming up the earth a little faster than it used to in 1792. But, yeah, it is pretty cyclical.
Well, the almanac predictions continuing to show a little bit of drought for California, a hot, dry summer for the Midwest. And meanwhile, though, we're getting bombed with these storms, you know, here in the middle of the country. Sarah Perrault, editor for the 2016 Old Farmer's Almanac, can you tell us maybe one big important prediction? What's maybe the biggest takeaway from the 2016 issue of the magazine?
Well, as far as weather goes, it's really going to be a hot, hot summer. So think about that when you're freezing your buns off in the winter, and think about, well, when summer comes, I'm going to be sweating bullets.
Well, we're gonna share a link to the almanac on our Twitter at KUVO Jazz 89. So everybody check that out. You can fantasize about warmer days to come, courtesy of the work that they're doing over there. Sarah Perrault, editor of the 2016 Old Farmer's Almanac, thank you for being on First Take.
Thank you, and have a happy new year.
You as well.